You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. Special thanks to Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, Emily Smith from the downtown Green Bay Y, Eric Gorder from the Green Bay Y, Brittany Merlot, of course, Civic Media Meteorologist, and now one of our favorite people because she's got the cool job, Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum Curiosity Unveiled Programming. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
So once again, so many people have disappointed me on this show. And you too, because you've never hooked me up for that architectural dig I want to do along the Fox.
Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah, you always say that. Michael, I'm going to discover some really cool stuff around here.
Do you have one of those metal?
Yeah, but I loaned it to a guy to find his property stake, and he never got it back to me. Yeah, but that was the best thing about it.
Didn't you ask
him? I know the greatest thing is with is two things. You know who else asked me to use it one time? Mary Jane Herber, because they wanted to find the time capsule thing at the courthouse.
Oh,
and they couldn't find where they had buried it, but they thought there was some metal. So that's where metal detecting comes in best, finding property stakes or time capsules and bottle caps. That's what I found a lot of. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Is this your program or is this a national thing? This is a cool program.
It's a brand new program. It is Neville-based, obviously. So it's Curiosities Unveiled. It's on Tuesdays monthly. And it does a deep dive into different programming in different areas of the museum.
It's almost like, you know, you didn't know. It really unveils something. And, you know, we're all curious about certain things. So, yeah, we're going to have you back here. But let's just go through some of these. I mean, the first one that kicks off, well, soon.
Soon.
June 20th, and it's 1 hour every evening, 6 to 7.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about the first one.
So the first one's June 24th, and it looks a deep dive into a Dr. Seuss exhibit that we have up right now. So it's called Secret Seuss, and it looks at two private collectors in the Fox Valley area that have loaned us some items that take a look into the life of Dr. Seuss as an artist.
Do they have some of his artwork?
Yes.
I've got a friend that has a bunch worth big, big, big money.
I think so. It's a very valuable
big money
collection.
And in fact, I'll tell you what, it was where I used to work. And Spencer, our good friend Spencer, our artist here.
Wow.
I said, hey, Spencer. And he went like, oh my God.
Yes.
Do you guys realize the value of these things?
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. So again, it's original art on the outside of the gallery walls. And then we have some three-dimensional pieces. So it is a really amazing piece. So yes, it's an opportunity to take a deep dive into the exhibit and the content and the life of Dr. Seuss.
And how cool to know that. You know, I don't know what age you're expecting there, but that would just be something when to talk to your grandkids or something, you'd know a lot about.
Absolutely.
Everybody's heard about him.
Everybody has a different favorite book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the coolest part. And the exhibit's only been open for, you know, 2 weeks now. But building up to opening it, talking to folks, it's just a love for Dr. Seuss. And again, everybody. Yeah. So.
Well, everybody, I think the most exciting thing when I was a little kid was that once a month or once every 3 weeks, you'd get mail. It'd be that package. It'd be a new Dr. Seuss book.
Totally.
And again, he had such a career, over 70 books published. You know, he had a great advertising career. So there's just things that you don't really know. You know the book, but then it's the backstory of who he was.
So was he kind of like a Mr. Rogers guy? I mean, I never met him, but when did he die? 1999?
I believe so.
Yeah, something like that.
Late 90s.
Late 90s.
But had a very long career. Very long career.
I'm curious. I'll have to go. But his background,
his background was most of his career was in advertising, and that's how he made a living was. But then the artwork came in after the fact, and he would work evenings and nights and create these characters. And what's really cool is like the cat in the hat was like he always said his persona was either the Cat in the Hat or the Grinch. And you can see when you compare the artwork side by side, you can really see similarities in how he drew the Cat in the Hat versus the Grinch, but then there's some subtle differences.
Wow. At your next one
in July,
John can help.
Yep,
go ahead.
I was gonna say we have a dinosaur traveling dinosaur exhibit up. So again, we look at the kind of aspect of when you see a movie like Jurassic Park
or
Jurassic World, what are you looking at? And then how we can debunk what some of those.
So the name of that program, the first one was Secrets of Seuss, but the second one is Misconceptions in the Media.
Yeah, go ahead on that.
So again, it's looking at really using the exhibit content and taking a look at what dinosaurs really, truly are like.
You know what? I told you this. I would be willing to donate this. I got a woolly mammoth bone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought it in Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a tusk, a woolly mammoth tusk that did come from Alaska. It's been part of our collection for decades. And a woolly mammoth with teeth of mastodons and mammoths.
Is your bone real?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you have like an authentic certification piece of paper?
I think so. Yeah. I'll bring it in. I'll show you.
See, this was manufactured in 1974.
In China.
Made in China.
Wow. Michael.
So when we opened it up.
I'm sorry.
My goodness. Wow. You guys, you know what? Who comes up with your stuff, though? Your displays and your ideas? Because this is a big process.
We work between 3 to 4 years out. A lot of times community members will come to us and say, I have a suggestion, and we'll say, okay, how can we work with it? The dinosaur exhibit that we have now, we actually signed that contract in 2021 to get it here in Green Bay for 6 months in 2025. So again, the Seuss exhibit we've been working on for over 3 years because, again, it's two private collectors, and we had to coordinate and kind of help curate that storyline because it's different pieces.
Not a lot of risk, though, with dinosaurs and Seuss.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You can plan out that far. Some of these things, they become a fad, and it's like, who's that again? But I mean, those are two good things that, especially kids with the dinosaurs, but, you know.
Every time we do a community survey, dinosaurs is top five. So, you know, we try to look for high quality, good science, and get those things here to Green Bay so, again, our community can be exposed to really cool things.
And, I mean, the Jurassic Parks, I think that series will go on forever.
Absolutely.
They'll make Jurassic Park 12 someday, won't they? I mean, that there's still the interest.
You know what a cool one would be? On the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh,
the Wizard
I like
of
that.
Oz. I think the story behind what the true meaning was at the Wizard of Oz and, you know, all the characters and just the storyline and everything like
that.
Well,
I think it's funny when you're talking with the little people that are involved. They're like grabbing what's-her-name's butt at times and stuff.
Those guys were wild.
They were crazy. They're partying all the time.
Or whatever they're called.
The Munchkin.
They were crazy. They're partying all the time.
The Lollipop Kids.
They were showing up drunk. They said
the Lollipop Kids.
Yeah.
Mike, when we grew up watching The Wizard of Oz, it was on its surface.
Yeah.
It was The Wizard of Oz. I remember my youngest daughter's writer. She's the smartest kid I got. And she came home and she goes, she said, we're studying The Wizard of Oz. And she was in grade school. And I'm like, oh, that's good. I said, it's a pretty good movie, a little scary once in a while. She goes, I said, well, you know, and it starts singing that Yellow Brick Road. She goes, Dad, everybody knows that's just the gold standard.
Oh, so they're analyzing what it represents.
And the Tin Man was like the union. And I'm like, here I'm the dad.
Oh,
and
big,
I'm like,
big time.
I'm like,
big time.
I'm like, you know, I don't
think. I didn't know this.
There were so many messages movie that if you really look into
it's unbelievable, John.
It's fascinating.
It is unbelievable what's in there. And she's like, I'm seventh grade telling me this. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
That would be cool. I'm just saying.
I just threw that out.
There's curiosity. You know, Beth, you could get that going in a couple of years.
Movie still scares me to this day. It still scares me to this day. That's why I have I have one tattoo. It's a flying monkey tattoo. Okay.
For real?
Yes. Watch it.
So why does it scare you?
Oh, my. You do have a flying monkey tattoo.
Yeah. Because we were doing a thing on our own radio show. Our nickname was the Flying Monkeys, all our listeners and everything. And I came up because it's like we were talking about what has scared you in facing your fears all your life. And mine was when I used to walk home from school when I was really little, and I have walked through this woods area like, and it reminded me so much of when the little monkeys used to come down from up above. They're running and chasing and grabbing them. And that was always so I'd have to run thinking those little monkeys were chasing me. And they were pick me up type thing. So that was always my fear. That was my number one fear. So I embraced my fear by getting a tattoo of the flying monkeys.
Wow.
Who knew?
Were there a lot of snakes tattooed?
No. Why?
Oh, because I think that's a big fear
or
people
spiders.
Have.
Or
snakes, mine was the flying monkey.
Yeah, I'm sure yours
There's something
was.
With those little short legs chasing those people down and then picking them up.
Yeah, I just was kidding. So you had a bunch of friends do that? Is that your thing?
I think we had 52. I think we had 52 people get the same tattoo.
I'd be curious as to what.
What anybody out there with a flying monkey tattoo?
Oh, they all got flying monkeys?
Yes, they all got flying monkeys.
I thought they tattooed what their fear was.
No. Well, they were, but that That's we adopted that then as the Flying Monkeys.
Oh, that became
that was
the
name of our listeners.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
The Flying
Monkeys. So they weren't necessarily like you afraid of these monkeys. They were afraid of something, but they wanted to join the group.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
What would yours be if you're afraid of like one thing?
A snake.
What would yours be? A snake.
Oh,
all right.
I'm not a fan of spiders.
Spiders. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I like tornadoes.
Okay.
Those would be a cool tattoo.
Todd.
I don't know, but that's a good one, Beth. Tornadoes,
yeah.
Right?
That,
tornadoes.
Yeah, that actually is.
That's in the Wizard of Oz, too.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That would be a cool tattoo, though. I mean, think of the guy, the way you draw that
out.
Yeah,
would.
That would be.
What did you say yours was, Michael?
Spiders. But oh, but there's so many. I like claustrophobic. Like, I can't, like, it just claustrophobic. That, it's a, well,
that's
not
something
a fear,
you guys got
but
in common.
It just does get me a little in.
Yeah,
a little tense.
I know what you mean. What would yours be, snakes?
Yeah. That claustrophobic doesn't, or heights, that wouldn't
heights
be
heights is another one.
Yeah.
Me too with heights.
Yeah.
No, my sister didn't. But anyway, yeah, the snakes. There's a million tattoo snakes.
I can
just go pick that out easy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
So, Beth, tell us more about your projects this summer. Yeah, these are all cool.
So, again,
we got a whole list of them here.
We're
just scratching
the surface. More dinosaurs and more Seuss. It's just different
more
angles.
More dinosaurs, more Seuss. And again,
two win-wins, though.
And,
right?
And if you notice on there, too, later on in the year, behind the scenes tour. So, again, custom tour in behind the scenes and collections, which we talked about last time.
That's cool. I would love that. Yeah. I would love to see your collection room.
All right.
Or storage room.
Again, it's all tied to the exhibits, so you can come see the exhibit, but then this is a deeper dive into the content of what we have on display.
That's awesome.
So tell us about the museum. You know, let's take a step back and the cost, the hours, that's free once in a while to county residents, but go ahead.
Yeah, the best part is for first Wednesday of each month, we're free for Brown County residents from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so the entire day. And those days are super busy, and there's usually a bunch of different activities that are happening scattered out throughout the day. So again, checking Facebook, that website gives all the details because we update it all with different partners each month. And then we're open Tuesdays through Sundays. Oh, the reason we have the Tuesday Curiosity programming is because we're open noon to 8, because our community asked for evening hours. So every Tuesday we're open noon to 8. Really great opportunity to see two amazing traveling exhibits here at the Neville this summer between the Dr. Secret Seuss and Darwin and Dinosaurs, plus our local history content. NevillePublicMuseum.org usually has all the updates to it, as well as Facebook and Instagram.
I know I ask this every time, but what are some, and you guys get so many people wanting to offer things to you guys, and it's like, okay, you know, we have to put it in storage. But what are some of the things, if they walk through the door with, that you guys would be like, yes?
So we're working on a food culture exhibit in 2026. Is that right? Yep, 2026. Okay. So right now we don't have a Booyah kettle or Booyah.
Okay.
You know? So we're actively looking for one of those. We might be borrowing one from the Belgian Heritage Society.
Cool.
But we're always looking for, again, the past and present and things that, like, that we wouldn't necessarily have, but are centered to the community.
Nice.
It's gonna. That's interesting. I mean, across the street, they got some antiques over there and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that was first getting made, before the guy who invented the cheese slicer,
yes,
worked there. He died a few years ago, but it's unbelievable what the history of Shriver.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And again, we've helped them out, and they have their hall of history hall, which is pretty awesome. So again, we look to borrow things as well as we look to collect things.
Todd, go ahead and read the snarky comment.
This is from Todd and DePere. John was afraid that flying monkeys are going to pick him up and carry him away. That must have been 100 pounds ago. I don't think he's got much to worry about these days.
All right.
Yeah. Todd's pulling down.
Ouch.
Wow. Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum. Can you stick around?
Yes.
Michael Friedman in the house. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Todd always finds a way, doesn't he? For
That's
theme
right.
music. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I thought he was going to play Barney, but this was much better.
Unbelievable.
Much
better.
Why would I choose Barney?
Wasn't he the purple dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Finally, I'm one step ahead of him. This is the first time.
Two years. Hey, we're only like a week, 2 weeks away from our 2 year anniversary.
Yeah, I know. 25th. Right?
Wow.
2 years. Congratulations.
I'm celebrating
by taking a vacation.
He is gone.
Because it's been 2 years since I've had one. So
I remember that first day.
Mm. Yes. Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, Curiosity Unveiled programming. Interesting stuff. Let's pick it right up from where we were.
Well, that's one of your programs, but yep. I want to take a step back a little bit. You went over the hours. Do you have agreements with other museums?
We do.
People who like to travel and do
so
museums?
Our museum membership, okay, supports all of our programs and exhibitions, right. But getting a museum membership, whatever level it is, we're part of Association of Science and Technology Centers, which means our basic membership allows you to travel across the United States and even some international museums and gets you basically into science and technology centers. So like if you're interested in going to Milwaukee Public Museum's general admission is covered. Discovery World, Field Museum in Chicago, Science and Industry.
Really?
So Minneapolis. So depending on where you're going, Neville membership supports locally, but also allows families or individuals to travel and go explore other museums.
Are there people in Chicago that buy your membership so they can go to the... That's not an expensive museum because... And that's right down the University of Chicago.
Yep, yeah, the Chicago Museum. So a lot of grandparents will purchase memberships for families during spring break if you're traveling. It's a really great opportunity to support the Neville and then, again, be able to explore other places.
You're from Ohio, right?
I'm from Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Okay.
Indiana.
So I was watching the golf tournament a couple weeks with the Jack Nicklaus Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. And they've got a big World War II museum there that they were showing that looked really cool.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
But what I'm saying is with the different types of, like, the military history has become. I think Band of Brothers, for one thing, really helped. Don't you, Michael? We're both fans. You know, with people wanting to know more about that. Do you have people come to you and ever ask for, like, exhibits? Like, hey, would you ever want to do something on the 32nd Division here? Do you get that?
So we have a large World War One collection. So we've done that before because, again, we had a lot of Brown County residents leave and fight during World War One, and they brought things back with them. Today, you know, you can't really bring stuff back, but they could at that time. We're planning on next year is our country's turning 250 years old, right? So we're already planning on looking at a community room exhibit that looks at the revolutionary time period and connections to early family members here in Green Bay.
Wow.
So we're working with the Daughters of the American Republic on that one and are the local chapter.
Yeah.
And they help do some research and tie things together. And then we're working on how do we tell those stories.
That's fantastic.
Have you looked at music in this area? And having a display on the talent goes back here pretty far. And some of those even radio shows, but even there were good writers of music as well.
Absolutely. So Wisconsin has a great history to that. You know, even Madison, you were talking about Madison earlier, having, you know, recording studios. We've looked at it. It's just, again, it's working with community partners that have private collections and how to curate that. So it's definitely something that's come up before. And something that we can explore.
And, you know, if it's 3-4 years out, I mean, who cares, right? It's a museum. Yep. It takes a lot of work. And you're right. A lot of the stuff is sitting in private homes.
In private collections.
But I think people like to show it off a little bit, too.
They absolutely do. But again, you know, so it's, again, helping to tell that story and how did you collect it? And then what was happening here in time? You know, what was happening with the recording and what was happening with the genre of music? But it's definitely something that has come up before.
We were talking earlier, a little bit to do with that, but even in the 20s, the music was, but the world was great, right? We were building all these buildings. That's when we built the Northland. We built, you know, the WBAY. Who was just doing
the
YMCA. The YMCA.
Three of the biggest buildings in Green Bay were built in the same year.
Yeah, and just that was good living. I think it'd be fun because if you listen to that music, I bet you takes a, well, they're too old now, but it takes you back to that time,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I got to ask this. I mean, you work in the museum world. When you go on vacations, do you go to museums, or is that the last thing in the world you'd want to do?
I do. I just got back from vacation, and actually, we were my boys and I were in Providence, Rhode Island, and we went to Boston for a day. And my boys are museum kids too, so we went to the USS Constitution Museum,
and
it was really fascinating. So again, it's nice to be able to go explore across the country and see what other museums are doing and how they're telling stories.
See, I love that. I would love to take a summer just do that kind of stuff. I'd love to go to the Holocaust Museum.
A very, very somber and very impactful
The
way, again, telling those very personal stories.
I remember when the first military museum, Stephen Ambrose, actually, in New Orleans open. It was called the D-Day Museum at the time. Then they changed the name of it. Then it got hit bad with Katrina, yeah, and they had to move it and everything.
But, there was Doug Hall, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were there, too.
Those are just, like, they're somber, but, boy, you get a feeling when you're in there, and when you leave, it's like, you learn something.
Again,
that's so cool.
It's about paying tribute to the past, understanding the past, so that way we can be go forward. Yeah.
We can do that here, John.
I want to do a Green Bay Military Museum, Northeast Wisconsin.
They're expensive, and
museums are very expensive.
They are.
Yes, it's hard. Again, it's a big building. You have to take care of the collection.
Keep the lights on, and I know.
All right, so the boys enjoy Boston. That's a great
they
city,
did.
Isn't
they
it?
Did.
Love it. Oh, man.
It was so much history. We started on the Freedom Trail, and it was just and there were things that because of the earliness of that, I was able to be like, okay, Green Bay is historically significant.
Right.
Like, we were existing at the same time.
Right.
We were huge with the fur trade. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to make those connections.
Well, like I've told you, Jim, I got a different route that I've walked now. I go the opposite way on the river here. And I had never seen that plaque before. Like, 1639, this was the trail to Chicago.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like right here.
Yep. Oldest city right
Oldest
here.
City.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great museum in Boston, the Isabel Gardner. Did you go?
No, I wish we had more time.
You should have gone. And it's great because the paintings that were stolen, they just leave those spaces open on the wall. So you know the story of the Gardner Museum?
No, I
don't. Uh-uh. So three like Van Gogh's and I think very, very expensive paintings, three or four, were stolen back, in the 80s, maybe?
I think so.
And they don't know who did it. So the paintings have never been recovered. No one knows where they are.
But, all right, Van Gogh, did you go to... did you go to Cheers?
No.
Did you go to Fenway?
No. We waved at Fenway.
Oh, man, that's cool, man.
I love that city.
It's weird that's just, like, right downtown, isn't it, though?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum. We love what you do. What a phenomenal museum.
Barney.
Come back.
I love you. You love me. We're best friends like friends should be. With a bright big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you?
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It was so great having Beth Kowalski, Neville Public Museum, and the phenomenal things they've got going on there. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, she always brings it strong. Eric Gordon and Emily Smith from the YMCA, the great programs they've got going. And Brittany Merlot, of course, civic media meteorologist. But right now, we've got Michael Pittman from High Music. And
song.
I'm not even going to try it, song. I'm going to let you pronounce your name because you say it so much better than we can.
Song Young, but you can call me Song. Everybody calls me Song, and that's absolutely fine. Like S-O-N-G.
We'll just go with that then. We were with Song. Great. We had some folks from Hyde Music in here the other day talking about a great project you guys are involved with.
Oh, yeah. For Street Music Week this week.
Yes.
Yep. We had Leah Reed here on Friday talking all about Street Music Week down in Appleton. So, hey, if you're looking to do that, this is the time to do it. Lunch hour. Come on down.
Absolutely.
Now, Song is, I think everyone knows, is the conductor of the Civic Music, Civic Symphony of Green Bay.
And by the way, he once in a while throws out the term. When I was a conductor of the symphony, Song, I got to be honest with you, you created a monster with him.
He was great. He conducted the Civic Symphony, and we had confetti, and he was just glorious on the podium.
That was a lot of fun.
I think of Jim Schmidt, I think of confetti and glorious.
I've never thought the word glorious is connection with Jim Schmidt.
All right, Song. Think you come back anytime.
Okay, so, I will.
You've got a lot going on, and went to some of your concerts last year. Just love what you bring to this community. But tell us what's coming up on the 21st.
Okay.
Which is a great event, by the way.
Yeah, about 2 weeks from now, Saturday, we open on at noon, but 2 o'clock we have a concert, patriotic usually, close to July 4th. But this year it's going to be the International Make Music Day, that day is, and as well as the first day of the summer. I mean, yes, we don't have summer yet, can tell. But I hope it comes soon. So we have a theme of music and summer as well as patriotic pieces.
And the environment is very cool.
Yes, we are doing it at the airport, Green Bay, Austin Struble International.
Jet Air Hangar,
Pilot Smith Training School, Jet Air Group Hangar. And it's very, very cool atmosphere. You get to see a lot of different planes,
right.
And you actually look inside. And also, we have a flight simulator.
Oh.
So you get to experience what it's like to fly.
If we go to AAA this year, we got to do that.
Remember, we always talk about that. Simulators are great.
It's a free concert.
Really?
Yes. Of course, donations are appreciated.
Right.
But yes.
That's awesome.
I love 4th of July. I love watching the Boston Pops.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Isn't that great?
Oh, she can do that. Yeah. I mean, you guys can bring it on when it comes to, well, anything really. But I think that patriotic music that you play is,
there's nothing like a symphony,
right?
Yes. And everybody is so, excited to hear, tunes like Stars and Stripes. And other ones. And we honor veterans.
Yeah.
And so
that's a great family event. It's just a great event.
Yes. Especially if
grandma,
you have
whatever.
Yeah. Grandkids or kids of young age, they get to have so much fun face painting, and they get to actually experience playing different instruments. And we have Michael from the Hyde.
Michael from Hyde Music. You are one of those great sponsors that we need to make our community work. And you've got a lot of things going on, but I want to focus on this one today. Tell us your involvement in this symphony thing at the airport.
Yeah, definitely. So we've helped sponsor every single year that this has been happening.
Right.
So the third year, Instrument Petting Zoo. So it sounds funny because you picture a petting zoo, petting little goats and things like that. But this is for instruments. So come on over. You're here to try an instrument, flutes, clarinets, violins, violas, cellos, a lot of those orchestral instruments, percussion. So we have volunteers from the symphony that help us out as well. But come on over and just try instruments. You know, if your kids maybe thinking about doing band, it's a good place to try an instrument before, try a few instruments. If you're an adult, we do rentals and things like that for adults too. So try some instruments. Maybe you're like, I want to get back into playing, or I never had the opportunity. It's time to start playing now.
You know, we talk so often, especially on Fridays, when we have Dennis Peters from the Glam Band here, and we talk about the young artists that come through, and Jim always asks them, you know, where was the spark? Somebody gave you that confidence to stay with that. But the fact of the matter is, Northeast Wisconsin, I think, is really underrated with the interest and with the ground roots level of if anybody's interested in music at any level, whether it's you want to play a gig at a local bar or you want to be a six-year-old wondering how to play a certain instrument. It's here. I mean, it's people like yourselves who are real advocates for getting people involved with not just listening to it someplace, getting involved. I think
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. We have so many groups that would love to have you. If you have instruments in the attic, bring it out and try it out. And, the more you play, the better you get. And in fact, the Civic Symphony of Green Bay is a volunteer orchestra.
Right.
They don't get paid. Actually, they pay their members' dues. but they get to experience amazing symphonic literature.
Right.
So and also there are other city band and other groups that would love to have you and join us.
And it's so great that they can join you because some people, if you're good, you kind of want to not show it off isn't the right word, but you really want to share it with other
Absolutely.
Musicians and
Absolutely.
You bring
so
that out.
You don't have to be a professional
right.
musician.
See song?
Oh, yes, I see it. Yes, I remember that. Remember that moment. It was a lot of fun.
Where was that? Where is
Meyer.
That?
Meyer Theater.
Oh, the Meyer. Okay,
yep.
Wow.
That was fun. And thanks for, that one of my highlights. I got that picture framed in my house. So, okay.
Oh, awesome. Really.
And I think you, Song, besides bringing this to our community, you've influenced some people as well. And I think we talk about your parents tell you you're a good musician, it's kind of what parents should do, but they hear it from someone like you or Michael, it really can spark them to say, you know what? I think I am pretty good and I'm going to pursue this.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to, like I said, a professional musician that 99% of our musicians have a day job. They work from 8 to 5 and then they come to the rehearsal once a week before the show and we bring the music together and it's just a teamwork.
And nice to kind of get out of the house a little bit and have that socialization. That's so
Absolutely.
Important to people. There's a lot of studies that's really important if you want to live a healthy life is to have that socialization. What
Absolutely.
A great opportunity there.
Absolutely. I mean, you get to share the music. You get to talk with somebody else. We have a lot of physicians and lawyers and school teachers and so many different occupations.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you'd say that because there, I remember going to, I forget which bar I was at or whatever a few years ago, and it was all the doctors had their own band. And then with Dr. Kristen, we talked about she has a group that at the Widener every year where it's all physicians and everybody. It's almost like that's a really good outlet for those types of people sometimes,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. It's good for your mental state.
Right, right.
Well, they memorize stuff their whole life. I mean, it's just the way they think. There's a correlation to music. That's why that doctors and recital is like, you know.
I think so. Numbers and a lot of engineers.
Yeah.
And right. They have a specific brain. I don't know. I'm not a neuroscientist.
But they can use it in a fun way.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
A release for them almost.
Yes.
Okay, I've asked you one quick question. We're talking a little bit about your parents or grandparents are involved with the Korean War, of course. And I had many Korean War veterans. And they could not say enough good things about the South Korean people, how well they took care of the American troops over there.
We should, because, I mean, we appreciate so much of U.S. troops, what they have done and risking their lives and putting their lives on the line and sacrificing their lives. And that means a lot to us. I really appreciate that. That's beyond, you know. It's Korea, a different country from U.S., and they sacrifice their lives, and it's amazing.
But then those soldiers, and they appreciate that, and like I said, many of them, some of them went back to help with with orphanages,
yes,
with schools, with different things, because they wanted to repay the South Korean people for how well they took care of them. So I don't know if people realize what a great relationship our American troops had with the South Koreans.
Thank you. I mean, there are a lot of orphans who are adopted by Americans.
You know, there was one of my guys, they did the big breakout from the Chosen Reservoir, you know, the Frozen Chosen, which was a terrible situation. And they went down to the port city of Hungnam, okay? And they evacuated like 100,000 civilians who would have been massacred by the communists if they had gotten through. And the guy went back and he was saying, or he went to church, Catholic Mass, and I got to talk to the priest afterwards. And the priest was one of the young orphans that they took care of and put on those boats to take him out.
That's
isn't
cool.
That talk about a small world?
That's the seeds that they've planted and it grows.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you've been over here since 1989, which that's
a long time.
Look pretty much your whole life.
Yes.
Tell me about your perception of Green Bay. Are we right?
I love Green Bay. I absolutely love it except the weather.
Yeah, you've never liked the weather. I know.
I mean, I am a heat resistant person, so I can tolerate the heat, but the cold, not so much.
Yeah.
However, I mean, I love people here. The community feel to it is just amazing.
What do you think of the music? Everybody sports, right? I mean, talk about the Packers and GB.
Absolutely.
And there's some great talent in this part of the world, but. Yeah, as someone who comes from a different country that is conducting you.
There are a lot of talents who are hidden, you know. So I'm very grateful to be involved in a community ensemble. And the mentality is actually kind of similar to a Packer support mentality.
That's great to hear.
Yes. I love the community of Green Bay.
Okay, after I throw this, I got one more sports question. Why are female golfers from South Korea so amazing?
Oh, because of the parents.
It's incredible how good they are, isn't it?
Because
they swing a club at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, it's a practice,
right.
study. That's the mentality of a Korean parents.
Koreans turn out a lot of. I mean, they're great musicians too. I mean, and that's the same reason.
Yes.
And the same reason they do so well
on discipline, huh?
They just practice.
Practice 6-7 hours a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even after school, before school.
Right.
I mean, that's the mentality.
Wow.
Yes.
But it works.
It works.
It does. You guys are unbelievable.
Hey, Michael, Hyde Music has, aside from being how many generation music store, but you guys don't rest on that. You guys are so involved. Like we had a couple of your people last week talk about the thing. You guys don't just sit back and say, hey, come to us and buy an instrument. You guys are out there making the whole music scene something special.
Oh, definitely. We're third generation. We are a Wisconsin family. You know, they live in Appleton for the Hydes, but we've been all around. We are here for the community. That's how you foster musicians. You grow musicians, community enrichment. I mean, I'm a musician for life.
Right.
I'm not originally from Green Bay, but I love this area as well.
That's awesome what you guys do.
It is. And are you involved in some of these school board meetings? Because sometimes you hear, you know, music might be on the chopping block a little bit because of budget things. Do you guys going to go over there and raise a little hell? I did.
Well, we are here to support education because that's where it all starts.
He says it different to me.
my father was a teacher in the public schools back in Washington State. My wife is a teacher in the schools here.
Okay.
And so I'm always for education and growing. I went to a school with a lot of music educators in Washington State for my undergrad.
And we're just talking about how music, besides, you know, playing a song, is there's a correlation to other educational things too, right? We talked about, you know, engineering, medicine. It's just, it's a great side job to have is play an instrument, you know. I think it's awesome.
Michael Pittman, Hyde Music, Sung, Artistic Director and Conductor, Civic Symphony of Green Bay concert coming up.
21st.
It's great having you guys.
Coming out at noon and enjoy the activities and concert.
Whatever we can do to support you both, please let us know.
It's great.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your family service.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here, and a good look at Monday morning. 56 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. Might get a little creepy later on. Mostly cloudy, storms, showers, lower 60s. Time to warm up a little bit. Time to warm up. Michael?
Time to warm up. You know, I was thinking in that last segment, you're talking to them about the symphony and everything.
Yeah.
And you're talking about your musical prowess.
Yeah.
A kazoo.
I think
you could play a kazoo.
I could do that. Todd said he went to that camp. I didn't know Todd was a musician.
So what did you play? It was a summer camp. Yeah. Remember, I'm a percussionist. Drums, timpani,
all
that stuff.
What's the other thing? Play your other thing.
The Vibra Slap, right?
The Vibra.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I know.
Xylophone.
Yes.
That's cool.
I forgot about that. I didn't know you actually went to summer camp for that, though.
I did. I was going to be a music teacher.
Wow. See, we keep learning things from Todd. We never know.
I can see that.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow.
I think music, every kid should try it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They don't like the first instrument because it squeaks. Well, they all squeak when you first try playing.
For sure.
There's so many things you can move from one to the other to the other. And I
think it's great. I'm not musical, but I love music, all kinds.
Yeah.
You know, I love everything from classical. I love bluegrass, jazz, you know, alternative rock, the 80s, 70s, but even some of the harder stuff like, you know, Rage Against the Machine and Nine Inch Nails. I mean,
you're into them?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
wow.
But not so much because, like, I just think the writing is very interesting. The sound can be very interesting. I mean, Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails has won, I think, 5 Academy Awards for his music writing.
Wow.
Even though, you know, he's this hardcore musician. You know, it's just, I don't know. I think music, and it just does so much for the soul, too.
I agree with that. I still think Whiskey in a Jar is one of the greatest lyrical songs. Whiskey in a Jar. Being drunk and weary, went to my Molly's chamber. Remember? Great song. Love that.
I don't remember that one.
Metallica.
There's
Thin Lizzy before that.
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. Remember Thin Lizzy?
Oh, yeah. That was a good band.
But I think it's important, even if the parents didn't play, to let your kids try music. And she said, do you know what she said on the way out? 4?
Wow.
Like, what if we start a kid 4?
Wow.
I mean, that's young, but
no,
you know,
that's
5,
amazing.
6, 7, but that's what she thought. And
that's amazing.
Anyway, that's
my
that's
dad played the harmonica, and I tried. I could
that's
not
a good
pick
one.
It up. It was
that's
great.
No. He made
I mean, no, my, my parents weren't musical at all, and, you know, I tried the trumpet in grade school, like elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
It just not my thing.
We had to play an instrument, and I don't remember fighting it. It was just everybody plays an instrument, so we just did with trombone, sax, just clarinet, flute, whatever. We all played something. So
yeah.
Anyway, I part of it.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit real quick here about Simple Life Hospitality. What are you guys looking for these days?
You know, great time of the year for us. It's high season. We have new homes coming on up in Door County, as I mentioned earlier. You know, and right now we're adding more homes for the summer. But as we, you know, it's just a busy time of the year. Our homes are booked for the summer. We're adding more homes in the North Woods. We're expanding in Eagle River, Rhinelander, Minocqua.
Oh, cool.
We have a great house up in Boulder Junction, which is an area I absolutely love.
Beautiful area.
Really killer house cabin in Florence, Wisconsin. Mm. If you really want to get away.
Right. That's away.
I mean, away. I mean, just away. Really away and just kind of just unplug. But yeah, we've got some great homes, and it's a good summer for us, and we're excited by what we have going. We've added a few new homes for the upcoming Packer season, which we're excited by, and we're really pleased by the response so far for our homes booking for the Packer seasons. Yeah. Right. And I think, you know, because of the games, you know, it's interesting. I think some of the games, the teams that are here, it's very interesting to see that trend. And, you know, the Eagles are playing on Monday night, and we got some great bookings that weekend for that. And I think the teams who are coming in, you know, play a big deal in, you know, if someone's going to rent or not.
You know, a friend of mine asked me if I could get some Eagle tickets, a diehard Eagles fan, and I just kicked the tires a little bit. It's like, whoo, is that a tough ticket?
Oh, it's going to be a tough ticket. Wow. It's going to be expensive. And I think with this whole tush-push thing, I think
that's going to be one of the bigger marquee games we've had here in a few years.
Oh, it's going
to
be big.
We may go to Pittsburgh. We might
to watch Rodgers.
Yeah, because he plays the Packers. I forget the date of that game.
Yeah, but that'd be if he's still standing.
I mean, just did. Why buy your tickets now? Well, and then
might have
eat
a broken
them.
Well, hip. Well,
right.
Well, we were talking about this coming. We were talking about this coming in. I mean, he's in a division now that has the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Browns.
I know,
and all their defenses are stellar.
Yeah, so
tough
pass rushes.
Miles Garrett and the fellas.
I mean, you know, I have no comment on Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Hey, I just want to get back to your company, that Simple Life Hospitality. Yeah. I think people pick an area and then they start looking at your website. I would encourage some people to look at your website and then pick an area.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we're going to go to Rhinelander, if we're going to go to Door County.
It's a great point, Jim. I mean, we're launching our new website, by the way, this week. It's going to still be simplelife.com, but it's a brand new website. It's going to be laid out in a way where we've got pet friendly now broken out. We've got about 50 homes just for, you know, if people want to bring their pets, waterfront. So yeah, I'd say encourage people to go there and see, because we have everything for every budget.
Right.
You know, we've got a great little Bailey's Harbor. It's like a mini resort. It's got 6 cabins. You can rent one, or if family wants to come and do a reunion there, they can rent all 6.
And they're not like laying all over each other.
It's called Sunset Shores. So if you're looking at it on the website, it's Sunset Shores and it's cabins 1 through 6.
Or a group of friends too.
Because
you know, we all want our own cabin, yet we all want to hang out
exactly,
all day.
Exactly. And that's that I was saying earlier, that's that old Wisconsin, like I remember as a kid growing up, we'd go up to Green Lake or somewhere and we'd get a little house and, you know, we went there to fish and jump in the lake and, you know, grill brats and hamburgers, right, and just have a great weekend. It's, you know, and it's not fancy, but it's wonderful.
And
it's not a bad thing to close the door and get away from them at the end of the night either, right?
Yeah.
But
what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of families done a ton of vacations, and we've done a couple of those, like I said, Rhinelander ones, and they remember those. They love that being out in the woods, and they love it. Kids love it.
It's a great time. Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks,
Michael Freeman,
that.
Simple Life Hospitality. Always fun having you
Thanks
in the house, buddy.
Thanks for having
buddy.
Me again. Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Well, look forward to this summer. We've got something planned, I think, for training camp. So we're going to work
That's
on that.
Nice. Awesome. Let us
yeah,
know.
We're going to work on that with you guys.
We always have a great time at your places.
Yeah. We'll have a good time.
Thanks to all our great guests today, Todd. Great job putting it all together, my brother. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Mind of the Mayor.
See ya.
But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.